She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
There are so many amazing chocolates and other fantastic treats that you can have that are actually healthy for you. Andrea, last weekend, I made a chocolate cake made from almond flour and a little coconut flour and coconut oil and just a tiny bit of coconut sugar. And I'm sitting here going, this cake is actually healthy. Well, here to talk more about healthy treats is the gorgeous and brilliant Carol Ault. Hi, Carol.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Hey, listen, I just want to apologize ahead of time. I hear that the sound on my phone isn't so great. I'm sorry, I'm at a shoot, so this is the best I can do today. But I wanted to talk to you anyway, so I hope that we can deal through it.
Oh, we're just happy to have you. Okay, so what are some of your favorite healthy treats, Carol? And if you have certain brands you like, just share. Or things you like to make from scratch.
Well, you know, in my books, I put a lot of recipes, especially the newest book, Easy Sexy Raw. There's like 130 recipes. So, yeah, there's a lot of recipes in the book. And I particularly focus on desserts because I think people think that raw food has to be carrots. You know, that was the first thing everybody always said to me. So what do you eat? Carrots? And I'm like, why? Like, why does everybody go to carrots?
Sorry, that was really funny. No, and you know what? You're
so
right.
Because to me, I'm like, carrots, I eat like chocolate cake and ice cream and all kinds of things, all raw. But yeah, I eat them.
Well, I think it's people don't realize that there are so many other options. So give us some examples of something that you would, let's say when it comes to chocolates, because we're talking about Valentine's Day, that you would be like, oh, this is amazing, but it's also raw.
Well, Sacred Chocolate actually makes chocolate that are in the shape of a heart. So they're perfect for Valentine's Day, and they're delicious, and they make so many different kinds. So if you don't like one, there's others. Because sometimes, you know, I'm not a big fan of, like, salt in my chocolate. So, you know, but there are companies that make salt in the chocolate, and they make other things, too. I think the biggest issue with raw food and, you know, trying to eat healthy is people try one thing, and then they go, oh, I didn't like that, so I don't like the whole genre. And I find that a lot with raw food. People are like, oh, I tasted a green soup and it was disgusting. I'm like, so you didn't like green soup? I don't like green soup either sometimes. I mean, I like some green soups, but not other green soups. I mean, so like, what do you think? So you're telling me you don't like pot roast, you're not going to eat any cooked food? Like, seriously.
It reminds me of my kids. You know, they'll try something and they're like, ew, I don't like this anymore. So I'm never eating anything like that again. But it's like so true. I mean, you've got to try different things, right? There's so many different options, especially when it comes to raw foods. There's so many different options that are, they taste delicious and they're so much healthier for us.
Yeah. And that's what I tried to do in my books. I tried to say, listen, not only can you do breakfast, lunch, dinners, you could do snacks, you could do drinks, you could do desserts, you could do appetizers. I mean, raw food is just as versatile as cooked food. In fact, it probably is more so because there's so much stuff to play with. There's so many ingredients that you can use that are so flavorful and you can play with. And I sit here and I go like, well, why are people so afraid of raw food? And, you know, it's around us all day long. Fruit is raw. Salads are raw. Croutons are not raw.
Right.
But, you know, you just have to learn to recognize what's raw and what's not. So in terms of chocolate, you know, the Sacred Chocolate is really great because they have those big hearts and it's great for Valentine's Day. Although you might be a little bit late ordering them now because Valentine's Day is this weekend. But, you know, for next Valentine's Day, and there's fabulous, like my fabulous go-to bar is called Nature's Fuel. And I like Nature's Fuel, which is incredible. They do a rocky road that'll knock your socks off. And I also like, Raw Revolution. They've got some that taste like Tootsie Rolls. If you have that sweet tooth and you feel that if you go raw, you're not going to be able to satisfy that sweet tooth, let me tell you, you don't know raw.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I know I mentioned with a cake, and I did bake it, I admit it, but it was pretty good and pretty healthy if you're going to be baking something, right, Andrea? I mean, do you bake any treats that you like, too, if at least they don't have the white flour and all the other junk in it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I bake also because of my kids, and I'd like them to eat stuff that's homemade. The only issue with baking, and Carol, you might laugh at this too, but I mean, the only issue with maybe not baking or, you know, going to the sweet stuff is that I end up eating it all myself. So I try not to do it too often, because then what I'm like, oh, this is healthy. I'm just going to like grab this, and oh, this is healthy. I'm going to grab
exactly.
that. So, anyways.
Well, there's yeah. the thing, my husband know, healthy got- is all relative. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is relative. You're right. It is all relative. But what do you mean exactly by that?
What I mean is that you guys are like, well, I baked healthy because I had almond flour in it, and, you know, but I end up eating it and I feel guilty. The great thing about raw food is when I eat it, I can eat a cake, a raw cake or raw ice cream as a dinner, because it's so much more nutritious and so much right. better for me than any of the other foods out there. So I never go like, oh my gosh, I just, you know, ate it all. I go, oh, I just ate it all. I feel good. So it's a completely different
Well, tell
thing,
us about the raw ice cream.
Oh, Pure Food and Wine makes the best raw ice cream. But also there are several other places around the country, and they ship it, you know, that make raw ice cream. And it's made from coconut oils and nuts and all the things that are good for you. And that's the difference. It's made from everything that's good for you, and it's processed in a way that's good for you. Sometimes these things are made from things that are good for you, but they're not processed properly. So whatever started out as good has suddenly become a chemical because you added heat to it. And it's not as good as it was. And it doesn't have the same nutrition that it had when you started.
I love that you said that, Carol, because what you said, you made a really good point, is that, you know, I think it's also when you're raw, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, is it's a matter of looking at food differently. So you're right. I say, oh, wow, you know, I feel guilty having had that. But when you're eating the foods raw and their enzymes are still intact and their nutrients are still intact, it's not really cheating, because you're, like you said, you're eating the real whole good food for you. So I love that you made that point. And I think for those of you who are listening, you know, following a raw food diet, Carol made a great point, is that it is healthy, so you don't have to feel guilty about eating that kind of food. Carol, I just want to ask you quickly, we have maybe 2 minutes left. What would you say are the top three misconceptions when it comes to raw food that are really good for us, but people may not even realize they're raw? Like you had said, there's so many ingredients we could use. What would you say the top three are?
I would say that raw food doesn't have as much nutrients as cooked food. I mean, that to me is totally crazy. How many people think that raw food is worse for you than cooked food? And when you understand the bonds between vitamins and minerals, and you understand enzymes, and you understand the pH of food and how that affects the body, there's no way you could say that or two that you would believe it. You know, right. I think it's a huge misconception. Also, another thing is calories. Calories is such a felonious idea. First, you know, people try to restrict their calories. It's not about restricting calories. It's getting the right calories. Bad calories, yeah, there's nothing you can do with them. They go right to your hips. You can't burn them off. They're not clean burning. They don't fuel the body, blah, 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 everything else. The right calories fuel the body, anti-age you, make you healthy, help your body maintain homeostasis, and because those right calories are in the right foods that you're eating that you need.
I love that you said that, because you are absolutely right. And whether it comes to anything, when it comes to foods, calories, I like to say, are so 2013. What's so 2014 are looking at the ingredients. So I love that you said that. So 2013. So I love that you said that, Carol. Thank you so much. I don't know, Lisa, the time just flies by. We're
always
already
flies.
Out of time. Crazy. Carol, thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you, guys. And I'm sorry, we're so out of time. We get into these great conversations, and it's like the same thing on my show, so I understand. Have a great day. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too, Carol. And you can also follow Carol on Twitter at Model Carol Alt. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have an amazing Valentine's Day and stay well.